Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, we're here.
Yes.
It's you.
Wait, is it? Oh, I'm not wearing headphones. That's why.
No, I don't wear headphones. It's a headphone-free studio.
This is a headphone-free pod.
I feel like today is a big day in social media because I woke up to a lot of thirsty people asking me to turn on my notifications for their Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I was going off about that on Twitter today.
I'm glad that you spoke out about it.
Thank
on Twitter.
You.
What are your thoughts?
I don't like it. I saw Chloe Moretz do it, and I was like,
I saw that too.
You saw Chloe do it.
Yeah. That was one of my first ones.
Do you like Chloe Moretz?
Do I think she's really pretty and like looking at her pictures?
Yeah.
Yes, but is her feed like not for me anymore? Probably.
Right. Like, well, yeah. Her putting up the putting on notifications thing.
She's like 17. Is that an excuse?
Yeah. She's 18.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, like, I knew way too fast.
What do you mean?
You're
trying to bone her.
Oh,
is she
100%.
Is she your number one?
Not number one.
Who's
but
like
I'm trying, but like, oh, Ariana.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
But do you feel like, what do you think of the whole like left side of her face only drama?
I get it.
Why?
Like, if you're on TV that much, you want to like look good on screen.
But
you
don't
know?
You think it's psychotic and she probably looks the same from all angles?
Yeah, but everybody's like psychotic.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like she's on screens more than us, you know?
You love her, huh? She's
yeah.
a baby girl.
Yeah. I love her.
So you love her and Chloe. Yeah, I like I said, I woke up first things first.
I feel like Chloe would be down.
You do?
For me.
Why?
I think we'll see. We'll see what I don't know. We'll see. I think it would work out. I think cuz she's like she's cool. She like keeps up with like music and she keeps up with like underground shit. Like,
how do you
know? I have because my friend Lil Aaron, like, she followed him on Twitter and like posted a song of his.
Mm-hmm.
Same with my friend Skizzy Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a song with both of them.
Are you a rapper
on one song? It was we were on like a lot. We were on like Zans, and like we smoked a lot of weed and drank a lot of peach Ciroc.
Zans,
and then they were like
Xanax.
Yeah, and they were like, "Oh, Brandon,
that's a lot
do
of
a verse
to mix."
Yeah, I like fell asleep on a printer.
That seems so unsafe.
Yeah, yeah, it's
aren't
not
you scared
safe
to mix those different things.
I guess
it's not
bad. That's not habitual.
Am I your second friend with the first name Little?
Second, I don't know. I feel like
it seems like there's a lot.
I'm trying
of
to think of like
life.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably like a few Lils. You're the only Little.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm not a rapper, so I'm like, you have to spell it out.
There's
I'm
no
glad that
Lil.
You've noticed that is the way it is.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that.
Are you going to rebrand to Lil Lester?
No. I've been fighting that my whole life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dare.
You've thought about it.
No, I just, people will say Lil and I'm like, I'm not a rapper. That's not
right.
My name.
Yeah.
It's just a nickname, Little Lester. Like,
yeah.
Get it right. Or don't get it at all.
I do want to do more. I want to do more like trash rap verses in 2016.
I think that's a good resolution.
I mean, it's just going to be like, I'm just going to rely on collabs. Like, I'm just going to like collab with people and like let them carry the track. And then I'll just come in for like,
so you're like
Luda 8 bars.
On Baby.
That's a great verse.
Yeah.
She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks.
Wait, I feel like I need to introduce you.
Oh, yeah.
So Brandon is a comedian. And by the way, feel free to chime in. He's a comedian. You may have seen him on my most recent appearance on At Midnight.
Oh, true. We were.
He was wearing a cool, like 90s-ish dad windbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a heavy jacket.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was wearing a shirt made by my friend Robesman. Shouts out to Robesman. We made a shirt together.
Okay.
Also.
That's cool. So you're like...
And so
I
made a
entrepreneur. You're like a rapper,
a real hyphenate,
a comic, a fashion designer.
Yes,
I have a fashion designer friend, but
I fake DJ
collabed.
Sometimes.
You fake? What does a fake DJ do? Aren't all DJs
like,
fake DJs?
No, DJ. I respect DJs. I respect real DJs.
Okay.
I think they get shit sometimes.
They definitely
get
a lot
too
of
much
shit.
They get do. Too much shit from people. Like actual DJing is a respectable profession, and I respect real DJs. But
don't you think that the type of person that becomes an actual DJ is maybe not respectful?
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
A lot of these SoundCloud DJs out here.
SoundCloud DJs.
That's sort of like the DJ equivalent of like when like people use open micer as an insult. Like SoundCloud DJ is like the equivalent of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what would it is there actual SoundCloud, like what would the equivalent be in real life? You're just an open micer?
Yeah.
Like
an open micer comedian.
As a diss, but it's
yeah, like an open mic comedian, or like a SoundCloud DJ, or like a struggle rapper. Like,
but would
those
anyone
are all
ever
like,
say I'm a SoundCloud DJ? Because some people will say I'm an open micer.
No, I don't think people would ever say like,
okay,
oh, I'm
so
a SoundCloud DJ.
So it's purely a diss.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, who could I say that about?
I don't know. It's just some like randos, you know.
There are some SoundCloud podcasters.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good diss.
And that's legit.
I mean, that's so, literally like how you distribute a podcast sometimes, and that's not bad. That's
no,
like,
but there are
know.
Some people that's podcast is only on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So is that ghetto? Like, is that?
I think so.
Okay.
Probably
that's
right.
Like not the way.
I mean, yeah.
I think
if you can't
be on iTunes.
Yeah,
to
if
be,
you can't also download it on iTunes, it's bullshit.
Right.
You have a bullshit pod unless it's on. Unless I can download it. Mm-mm. If it's streaming only, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Then I have to use my data to listen to you when I'm out in the world.
Right.
That's just like.
Oh, yeah. So, like, fake DJing is when I just, like, all the poster will say DJ Teen Party and then parentheses Brandon Wardell. And, like, my friend Jason, who's this guy, Them Jeans, great DJ. He taught Zac Efron how to DJ for that We Are Your Friends movie.
That's a pretty impressive bit.
Yeah. And he'll
that Emrata was in?
Yeah, that Emrata was in. Yeah, so they know each other. I posted like a meme with Emrata and he like tagged her on Instagram, and but then she never acknowledged it. But I was like, clutch tag, Jason. Thank you.
I've been trying to get her attention on social media for a while.
Yeah.
I changed my Twitter name to Esther Radikowski and started tweeting that she was my sister, but nothing came of it. She's
That's
not
wild.
Down.
That's the thing is, I think like once you get once you have like the verified check on Twitter, people notice more. People notice you more, like strangers, like famous
I can't
strangers.
Even remember life before the verified check.
I know. It's right. I mean, once I got the verified check, I was like, I have not dated any non-verifieds, you know.
Nice.
I refuse to associate.
It does seem like being verified is a big part of who you are.
Like I tweet about it a lot.
Are you?
I think it's very funny to tweet about.
What are?
I got blocked by Justin Bieber on Twitter,
yeah,
and I blame that on the verified check. Like, if I didn't have the verified check, I wouldn't be blocked by Justin Bieber on Twitter.
Do you have any idea yet what you did or said?
I'm not sure. I was like scrolling through tweets from like when I saw him live,
mm-hmm.
and I think it might have been when. I was like, for the most part, it was very pro Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was being very pro Bieber. I'm a Bieber fan.
After that night, yeah.
He's a nuanced man. Like, I have nuanced feelings towards Justin Bieber.
What are they?
Well, I think his music's good, but I think it's, you know, because of, like, the production. Like, I think, like, that album is. It's a good Skrillex album,
mm-hmm.
is the thing. Like,
what is that? Who's out? Like,
on Purpose. Like, a lot of those songs are like produced by Skrillex.
Gotcha.
Like, Sorry is like co-produced by Blood and Skrillex.
Gotcha. Wait, I was there the same night as you. Saw your tweets. Loved it.
I think the tweet that did it, for the most part, it was positive. But then I made fun of Scooter a little bit for being an adult. I made fun of Scooter Braun for being an adult man named Scooter.
That's fair. Honestly,
which is fair.
You're in the right.
I think he name searches. I think he searches his own name sometimes. So I think it might have been that.
Do you really think he does?
Absolutely. I mean, you search your own name, don't you?
No, because people will just at me.
But sometimes people will, like, search your own name right now. Like, just search Little Esther in quotes.
I feel like I'll get nothing, but I'll
You'll
do it.
Absolutely get something, because I get stuff, and, like, yeah, like, you would also get stuff.
Well,
like,
okay, let's see, Little Esther.
Yeah, I searched my name in quotes just now, and there's literally like somebody an hour ago.
Oh my God, you're right.
Was like, who exactly is Brandon Wardell and why is he such a hater?
I just got one. Little Esther is honestly the weirdest person I follow on Snapchat.
Wow. Oh, somebody did a Snapchat thing too. Like, somebody was like, follow me on Snapchat so I can be the next Brandon Wardell or DJ Khaled.
But I think that's
wild.
Because there is like an old singer that was Little Esther, and
but that's no, they're for sure talking about you.
Like, this one says, I can't imagine why it should be legal for someone to take the life of my Little Esther. Like, what is that one about?
Oh, that one's like a dog or some shit, maybe.
I feel like that's Little Esther will never accept my Snapchats because dreams don't come true. Oh God, I just watched Little Esther's Snapchats and it's too cute. I can't deal. Okay, maybe I'll
yeah.
search this more often.
Let's make that a saved search. Honestly, my name in quotes is a saved search on Twitter.
That I would do that.
But yeah, Scooter Braun searches his own name. And so
you're
I
right.
think it was that. It was that, or I had tweeted that you know that song Life is Worth Living, where it's Life is Worth Living, that one.
Is it a Bieber song?
Yeah, the Bieber
no, I
song.
Don't remember that
he
one.
Did it. He did it that night.
I only stayed the first.
Oh, you
half.
Were only there for the first half. But it's like on the new album, and like I had tweeted Justin Bieber's anti-suicide anthem makes me want a KMS.
Okay.
And so I feel like that might have been it.
I feel like that's a reach.
Also, yeah, like, I think it was the Scooter Braun thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
It is weird. Like, why does Scooter Braun feel the need to come out and say something in front of a large crowd? Like, and it's
yeah,
worthless.
He likes being famous.
Right.
For sure. I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I know he reps Ariana too. Like, are mm-hmm. you worried now that you're in?
Oh, that I've jeopardized that? I hope not. Oh man, that's
rough. It could be kind of hot for her though, like be to be, my manager doesn't like him. He's like, a bad boy.
Oh, he did. Like, my manager hates Brandon.
Yeah.
But I sneak off. I sneak off to spend time with Brandon. Yeah, that I feel like that could help me in the long run.
Yeah, this is a long term play for you. It's like.
Chloe, I want that to be short term. I want that to be soon. I want to date Chloe Moretz soon.
Do you have a strategy?
I like she'll read my tweets. She like follows enough mutual friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like if she just like read my tweets, she'd be down for a date.
A date. What would you do? Where would you
with Chloe Moretz?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's weird. It's weird when you like go on a date with somebody that's like so many tax brackets above you.
Where like, would you?
Because it's like, I'm not gonna try to flex. Like, it's just like I. Like Chloe, I can Google your net worth. I know you're much more rich than me. I'm not gonna try
you ask her to pay for dinner?
I wouldn't, but I feel like it would just sort of happen. Maybe I don't know. That's happened before with like I've gone out with like somebody that has like much more money than me, and it's just like sort of implied.
Is it?
It's not not like I bought like a couple drinks. Like it was like I went out with like an actress who like it's just obvious that like, oh, she's been working for a while.
Right, I get it.
She's she's clearly richer than me. But the first time we hung out, we were like getting drinks. And like I paid for drinks, but then like the next night we were getting dinner and she just pulled out the card and was like, oh, it's on me. But I think that was like, you know, her just like taking her just being proactive. So I don't know what I haven't like dated enough rich actresses. To know what the protocol is. So yeah, I don't
think you have though. It sounds like you do have the protocol a little bit.
I don't. That was just one. That was like, I mean, that was like the only. That was like the only actress I've ever, gone on dates with.
Okay.
So I don't know. I only have that to base it off of.
You kind of sound like a fuckboy.
What? Wait. Do you know the gravity of what you just...
like, I don't know. Just like letting a girl pay is like pretty scary to me.
But I don't normally do that. Is the thing. I always pay for like everything otherwise.
Okay.
But in these weird, it was like, it's like a very specific scenario that I'm not used to.
Okay.
Because if you're on a date with somebody that's like, they've been a public figure since you, like.
Should we just say it's Chloe? Like, just for the sake of.
For the sake of. Simplicity? Yeah, like if it's Chloe.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you were famous when I lived in Fairfax, Virginia, in my parents' basement. We both know that you're richer than me. You know? So it's weird. It's different than if I'm like hanging out with like a not famous person. If I'm hanging out
like a non-verified,
like a non-verified. But yeah, I don't know. That's weird. It's hard. I mean, like that situation. We were like at like the LA Art Book Fair for a day, and so that was a situation where we were just like walking around, like, you know, nobody's paying for anything. Then we're walking around downtown. And like it was just very like casual and like spontaneous.
Did you end up at like Boa or something?
No, we ended up at just like some.
I know there's
some
no
sake
Boa downtown.
Bar.
I'm sorry.
We ended up at like some like sake bar and got like sake and dumplings, and then went to like a house party. And it was like when The Life of Pablo came out.
Wow.
And so. Like it was like the first time I listened to that album. Like I downloaded Tidal Night Of.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. I'm still a part of the Tidal family.
You are?
Yeah.
Can you talk?
So I feel like that's the thing. I guess I would just like go to like a house party or like go to like normal. I do like normal shit. Yeah.
That's a good move.
I think that's the move. Just like
take her out to something that you would have done by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the move.
I like it.
Cause you're
not gonna impress her with
I think
like,
we should just avoid the dinner situation. Avoid the situation where it's implied that she's richer than me.
Right.
Just avoid situations where money's involved. I guess is what I'm saying.
I mean, those are like
yeah.
Those are the words of a fuckboy. Like I
for the most part, I'm very generous on dates. Like I always like pay for like every, like I'll drop like at least 100 on a date. Like, you know, that's the, I'm good about being on dates. Like I'll pay for everything. I'm a nice boy.
But you wouldn't if you were with
the number one nice boy. I guess I would. I guess I would if she. But like,
when you'd feel like, hey,
but I'd feel like
you that you're making me pay because you're
yeah,
a millionaire.
Like it's unspoken. It's just an unspoken like. You get that. Like I have $10,000 in my checking account. I'm not
Whoa,
gonna, you know, I'm not
number
gonna
number drop.
Wait, that's the worst number drop. That's not a good number drop.
Actually, 10,000 is like a big part of my vernacular because I once asked one of my girlfriends like how much money would you need to feel like you were set? And
yeah.
She said 10,000.
What?
So,
that's wild.
And like that is
yeah.
Since that day, like 10,000 has become like a very big part of my life.
Yeah, because that's
if something is good. You're like that's 10,000.
That's a bad number.
Yeah, she's wrong.
She's wrong. She's very wrong. But yeah, like that. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know. What do you think? If I go on a date with Chloe Moretz, should I pay?
I think at least the first date you should cover everything.
I should pay for Chloe Moretz.
You should, because she's a girl and you're like trying to get with her, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that I will say I strongly understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd be like, this is ridiculous. You're a
yeah.
millionaire and I have 10K. Like, it would be weird, but I think just like you have to be a man to be attractive
uh-huh.
to a woman on a first date.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is like at least pretending like you're down to pay for her shit.
Right. I guess so. I guess I would pay for Chloe Moretz on a date.
Right. Like I think you have to.
I know. It's just shitty because it's like, you own a house, Chloe.
Right. And she probably supports like her whole weird
right.
family. But because I've seen pictures of her brother and her mom and stuff. It's like, it's like too close for comfort for me. Although I do have a security camera in my parents' living room.
Yeah, I've seen you like tweet pictures of from the security cam and then you'll do like a win format, like a win blank.
Uh-huh.
Like with like security cam like pictures of your parents, and I'm like, these are wild specific memes. this is wild. That is wild that you do that.
But back to Chloe, I think that, I forgot what I was going to say, but I could see how you would feel it's a little fucked. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If
this podcast, by the way, is going to be like so crazy, like in the future when I'm like dating Chloe Moretz.
It really
and
is.
People like listen to
if
this.
If you need me to take it down at that point, I'll consider it for a price. If she does offer to pay and she's like, I got this. Like she looks in your eyes.
Yeah.
And like, and then I think it's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, just know that I always pay.
Okay.
I always pay. And then, well, and then like in a, when I'm like in a relationship with somebody, you know, like I'll sometimes like she'll offer to pay. Sometimes like that's how it just works sometimes like in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like then it becomes like a
rotating thing. Have you been in a relationship?
Thing. Yeah.
You don't seem like the type that has.
What? Why would you say that?
The looks that you get, like your reactions are really good. I wish, like this is the first time I've ever said this. I wish it were a video podcast.
Oh yeah. I'm very expressive. Why am I not acting more, you know? I should be acting more.
Yeah, you definitely.
Probably.
On film.
Yeah.
Get a film career.
It's
started.
I mean, like, I'm doing all the pods. I'm doing all the, you know,
the pod round.
I'm doing the pod rounds. You know, Comedy Central will put me on their shit, but like, not, I'm not doing enough acting yet.
Well,
and that's fine. You know, I'm on my path. I like the path I'm on. I like
what's going on.
Life. But wait, why do you think that I seem like I haven't been in a relationship?
I don't know, you just seem
what's
like a young, wild guy. It's like
I'm less wild than
you seem. What, you're like 22?
People think, you know, I'm 23.
23. It's like there's a good amount of guys that haven't had a serious.
No, I've been in
at that age
two relationships.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In high school?
No, I was not fucking in high school at all.
You weren't?
No. I didn't lose my virginity until 21.
How do you feel about that?
Great.
Why?
Because I think
it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think like people that like fuck too early, like they're like not popping adults.
Well, see, I don't know if I agree because I lost my virginity at 15.
True. Wait. True.
And I feel like I'm a poppin' adult.
Wait.
What?
True. That's surprising.
Why?
I thought that you, I don't know, you struck me as like
a loser.
Maybe a late bloomer. Well, that's, I don't think you're a loser if you have sex after high school. I think that's a strong term, and I wouldn't use that term.
I actually, like, I know that you don't want teens to fuck.
Oh, you saw the...
Yeah, I want...
The hot takes. Oh, that's... We didn't mention that in the intro. I've got a...
Yeah.
Snapchat show on Comedy Central Discover.
He has a Snapchat show. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And you can watch it on...
It's on the site. Yeah.
It's on ComedyCentral.com. It's called Hot Takes. And I'm referencing one where Brandon tells teens to stop fucking. And I'm pretty sure he only does that because he didn't get to fuck as a teen.
Yeah.
I actually kind of disagree with you. And I know that,
okay.
That could be dangerous for me to say.
Hmm.
But I think that if you wait too long to have sex,
yeah,
then you like, it just becomes this inflated idea in your mind.
Yeah.
And you get too much anxiety about like, when will I lose it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe. Yeah. I think for
it'll
both,
just, yeah. I mean,
it becomes like too obsessive or something.
Right.
Whereas if you're just 15 and you're just chill about it.
Yeah. Well, I was chill about it.
You were.
I was chill about it.
You weren't stressed.
No, it just sort of happened on accident.
But how were you not stressed up until 21 that you were still a virgin?
Because I was just
I mean, you were a virgin 2 years ago.
Wait, true. Wait. Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. Because I was just like...
You have 2 years experience at sex.
Yeah. Yes. I'm on record about that extensively. Like, I'm criminally on record about that. I talk about that a bunch.
I think that's great.
Yeah. But I think I've been... But I've like made up for lost time for sure.
I would say I did the reverse of that because I've gone, I've gone a couple years of no sex.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since that big day.
I mean
the Britney concert.
Wait. Yeah. That's where?
No, afterwards. After
I mean, not at the concert. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in high school and in college, I was just never really like putting myself out there. I was never really like trying to fuck. So that's why I like feel, you know, I'm not like tripping. I'm not like, I missed out on. And then like 21, when I like lived in L, like I lost my virginity, like when I like had moved to LA.
I think
I moved to LA a virgin.
Wow.
Yeah.
I moved to LA at 21 too, but I was not a virgin.
But then the first time I got my dick sucked, I lied to my friends and just I rounded up.
That's common.
I rounded up a base and was like, "Yeah, I had sex." But I had just gotten my dick sucked. Like I had gotten my dick sucked at like 19. But I didn't lose my virginity until 21.
I feel like guys round up and girls round down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's always, you always round up. Yeah, guys round up a base, girls round down a base. That's a great premise.
Yeah.
For a stand-up joke.
I don't know if I've ever actually rounded down, though.
Yeah, I've definitely rounded up. I've rounded up a few times.
I feel like I like to keep it pretty open with what I've done.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a hot take. I said it. You have a hot take.
But yeah.
You're proud to have been a late bloomer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, a lot of people. A lot of talented popping people didn't have sex until like a little later, but some popping adults had sex early also, so maybe there's no correlation.
I actually do think I have a similar view as you, where it's like if you were too cool in high school and like you had it all,
yeah,
then you won't be a popping adult.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, so you feel me.
Yeah, for that, yeah. On that, yes, for sure. Like, yeah. My high school boyfriend was, like, the lead in all the plays. And,
right.
Like, baseball captain. And
wow.
He was, yeah, he was cool. I had a cool boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
But, like, yesterday he got married in Miami to a fellow, like, just, I'm not going to say specifics, but, like,
yeah,
you're glad you're not them, you know?
Right, some fucking hoe.
And it's because he's not a poppin' adult.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, because that's, I started having sex once I was, like, popping, which is kind of, so I don't know what it's like to, yeah, that is, like, the weird thing is I don't know what it's like to have sex while not being
popping.
Popping. I don't know what it's like to have, well, I actually wasn't that popping. I don't know. I wasn't that popping until like recently, but I'm not even like, you know,
were
but
you
like,
ever fat?
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
you seem like you could have been.
I could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had, so I was in like, all of my relationships were in LA.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
I learned how to drive in LA, kind of.
Mm.
On true. The freeways.
Yeah. I'm Uber exclusive.
Yeah, you are.
But I drove here today. You saw me pull, up.
Is that a first? Like,
you
am
saw,
I a first person who's seen that?
No. I mean, I drove to LA. And then I was driving in LA for like my first year here.
And then
my car died. And then I sold the car. And then I've just been Uber exclusive since.
Are you going to, is your plan to commit to that? Or like now that you've borrowed your friend's car?
I think I'm going to commit to it for a while. I like the idea of just like not having like to think about like, I don't know. It's like owning things is a lot of pressure.
Right.
Like,
I don't want to go keep going back to this.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry. But like, owning things is pressure. That's just like, I don't know.
Is that that's a fuckboy thing?
Doesn't it seem like it? Am I wrong?
No. I mean, owning property is sick. I want to own property for sure. I should own a car. I don't know. I literally just like...
It's definitely appealing to not own a car. I get it.
Yeah, like it's easy to just like Uber everywhere and to just like not think about parking or insurance or registration or like parking tickets.
But you do have $10,000. Like you could probably get a car.
I could get a car.
But yeah. You don't want to.
I don't like want to.
But
yeah.
What's like your normal day if you don't have a car? You're just like Ubering to
I'm
get
just
coffee,
like Ubering or? Everywhere. Well, no, I just like walk to get coffee. I like.
What occasion do you bust out the Uber app?
For like work, mm-hmm. for like work and for like business and pleasure, you know? yeah. Like I don't know. Like, although it's annoying for like grocery shopping and that sort of thing.
Do you Uber?
I Uber to, well, I walk to the grocery store.
And then you Uber back.
And then I Uber back. But yeah, in situations like that, I'm like, oh, I should just drive. Like it's good. Yeah. Like the last 24 hours have been great. Like I
got all your shit.
I borrowed the car Easter morning. Like in Silver Lake, drove it to like an Easter brunch on Fairfax, then drove to Oceanside.
That's a hot location for a brunch.
Yeah. Oh, it was a hot location. It was a hot brunch.
Do you
the Rip and Dip store?
Do you hang out on Fairfax?
Sometimes.
You look like you're on Fairfax a lot. You look like the guys
look
that
like
hit me up on Fairfax and are like, "Can I get your iMessage?"
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I guess that's my lane. That's my lane in comedy for sure. Is I'm like an EDM comedian. I mean, like, I don't think like a lot of like comics like engage with that culture, or if they do, it's on like a very shallow level where like they don't really like know anything about like the internet and like rap and like what's popping. And so
right. I certainly don't. I just, a lot of my favorite spots are on Fairfax, so I'm there a lot. But like
Cantor's.
What?
Cantor's Deli.
No, I don't really like Cantor's.
You don't?
No, it's like not as good as you need it to be.
Right.
But would I go
great
there?
Great potato salad, and I like the Matt's special sandwich.
What's that?
It's like a turkey. It's like a turkey sandwich with like Thousand Island dressing or some shit.
I feel like late at night I would probably choose Swingers over Cantor's.
Oh.
I know that's not a popular take, but like,
whoa.
It's just me. But I could,
controversial.
I could this Cantor's
is a controversial pod.
I could Cantor's once every few years and be cool with it.
Yeah.
And not be mad. But like, fair. No, Fairfax has just like good coffee, good breakfast burritos, good pizza. Like, I feel like that's, I'm there, but I'm there for the wrong reasons, because the right reasons to be there, it seems, are like the cool clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
What are all those people doing on Fairfax?
I don't know. Lingering. It's a lot of lingerers on Fairfax. A lot of lingerers.
It seems like you know a lot about cool music.
I guess so.
What do you know?
I don't know. What do you want to know? I don't know. Because it's like, honestly, I feel like I mostly listen to like rap and pop.
What kind of pop do you like? I'm a female pop fan.
Yeah.
Hugely.
That was like one thing that I felt like we were going to talk about and really like connect on today is pop music, because I feel like you're super into like some, you went to like, what was that concert you went to recently, like you went to concert like alone.
Yeah, I went to Ruth B.
Oh yeah, I like don't know who that is.
Ruth B is, yeah, she's cool. Her concert was not as fun as I wanted it to be, but maybe because I was alone and that was a bad choice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like pop music that I like a lot. Like, I mean, Bieber. I like Ariana.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Ariana?
No.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Have you?
No.
I've seen a lot of on some creep shit.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of GIFs from the live show.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of GIFs on r/Ariana Grande.
And?
And what?
How do they look?
Great. She looks great.
I saw Ellie Goulding is coming up. I kind of had my eye on that.
Oh, I'm down. Let's go to that.
That seems like it could be good.
Yeah.
I like her music a lot.
Wait, so you don't think I look like somebody that you think that you thought that I hadn't been in a relationship before?
I just wasn't sure because I would never have thought that, like, me, Esther, coming to LA from Illinois.
Yeah.
But when I got here, I feel like I met so many grown men who had never had real girlfriends.
Yeah, no, I'm a sad boy and I'm a sweet boy. I'm very.
Are you a messy bitch?
I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama. I love robbery and fraud.
Is that legit robbery and fraud, or is that like, does it mean something else?
No, it's me. It's robbery and fraud. Joanne the Scammer. Joanne Prada on Twitter.
Who's that?
That's Joanne the Scammer. She invented I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotta look into that. I'm really into Gaga. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand?
I'm not a Gaga head, but I'm not a Gaga head. Like, I don't not fuck with Lady Gaga. I just, like, don't know.
T-Swift, where do you stand?
I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
I mean, Red is when I, like, really started, like...
I would say the
banging
same.
Banging with Taylor Swift, like, for sure. Like, that was, like... That album was a huge shift for me. That was when I realized, like, oh, she's... Taylor Swift is
well, because she kind of turned pop on that album.
Yeah, that was like, well, yeah, and that's the you know, when people talk about Red as like when people talk about 1989 and they're like, oh, this is Taylor Swift's first pop album. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers haven't listened to Red.
It's like, how have you not heard Trouble?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a dubstep song. Like,
what do you think of Rihanna's new album?
I love it so much.
I love Kiss It Better or Work Make It Better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kiss it better. Better. Yeah.
That
Sex With Me?
Yeah, dude.
Sex With Me. So amazing. That one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Wait, I know what we need to talk about is Tidal.
Yeah.
Tidal seems like a shitstorm.
I love it.
You're a member.
I love Tidal.
Tell me why. What's it like on the inside?
You
want to
see the layout?
Yeah. Like,
you want to see the layout of Tidal?
What are you spending per month? Is that your only source of music? Please.
No, I also have Apple Music and Spotify.
Why do you have all of them?
That's what I... Maybe I should just spend less money on streaming.
Wait, that's crazy. Are you
being like,
serious?
And, like, get a car. What's that?
You have all three?
I have all of those,
why?
Yeah.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because then I can listen to everything.
What is...
Wait, this is what it looks like. This is what Tidal looks like.
What do you think? Compare them all.
Great layout. Well, Apple Music I have because of Beats 1.
What's that?
It's Beats 1 Radio. That's where, like, they have, like, a radio, like, an internet radio thing.
And why is that better than Spotify Radio?
Well, because it's... Oh, it's different. Like, Beats 1... So, okay, look. Beats 1... Explore Beats 1. Okay. Like, they have... Like, Drake has a show. Mm-hmm. OVO Sound Radio. Ezra Koenig has a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it like this week.
What does that mean? They have
cross,
a show
cross promo. Like they have like they host a show.
Like
they host like an hour, like
an
hour long show. Yeah. See, Charlie XCX has a show. DJ Khaled has a show.
Oh shit.
Pharrell has a show. Skrillex has a show.
I love Charlie XCX.
Oh,
fuck.
I love her. Oh, I
fuck.
Yeah,
she's good.
I love her so much. I saw her at South by.
Damn.
I saw her perform at South By, and then also there was like this Apple Music House.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, there was like a space at South By where it was just sort of this like chill area, this like where they had like an open bar and like free brunch, and there were never more than like 50 people there. And so it was sort of like a nice escape from like the rest of South by Southwest, because most of the time it's everything's too loud and too crowded. But the Apple Music House, they, you know, it was like, it's a very chill environment. And Charlie XCX was there at one point, and she was like taking photos in the corner. I didn't see her. And this guy from Apple Music like comes up to me like, "Hey, Brandon, I'm a huge fan. You know, this, this, and this." I'm like, "Hey, you know, nice to meet you." And he's like, "Hey, you want to meet Charlie XCX right now?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course." Obviously, I'm like in love with her. Like, I saw her the night before and I was like, I need to date Charlie XCX. She's up there for me. I should date Charlie XCX, like high key.
Yeah, you should. I'll sign off.
We'd go together.
Yeah, that's a good fit.
We would like look great together. Like just envision that.
Yeah.
That would be like a sick couple.
You guys are both like a little bit greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it works.
Yeah, like we're both hot messes.
Do you or don't you? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he was like, "Oh, you want to meet Charlie XCX?" I was like, "Absolutely." And as I'm like walking over, I run into this like noisy writer, Kyle Kramer. Noisy, it's like the Vice's like music site. And this guy, Kyle Kramer, we like follow each other on Twitter. And he like, he comes up to me and I'm like, he's like, "Hey, Brandon, nice to meet you. I'm Kyle Kramer." And I'm like, "Oh shit, yeah, we follow each other on Twitter." And he's like, "Oh great, I'd love to connect on twitter.com. It me." And he's like saying a bunch of like nerdy like meme shit. And you know, he's nice, but he's like a nerd, you know? And so he's being a nerd. We're talking. And then like, you know, it's chill. Like, he's like a nice dude, but I want to meet Charlie XCX.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm going to go inside. And I go inside and the dude's like, "Oh yeah, Charlie XCX just left." I was like, "God damn." And he was like, "Yeah, I don't know. She's back here for a DJ set later." And I came back for the DJ set and she was there. She was DJing, but like, I got there like by the time she was already DJing, and then she left after her DJ set.
Never
and like
met her.
I never met her, and I blame that on Kyle.
Does he know that that's what he did to you?
I don't think so. I don't think he realizes, like, the literal fact that if my Twitter friend Kyle didn't, you know, interrupt that process, like I would be dating Charlie XCX right now.
Damn,
you know,
but that's just the way life is, you know.
Yeah,
you never know what's gonna happen and get in the way of dating a celebrity.
Yeah,
a verified pop star.
Yeah, exactly.
Normally I wouldn't ask this on a podcast, but do you like Iggy Azalea?
No.
You don't?
No.
I get why no one does and no one shouldn't, but I do like her because I used to watch her YouTube videos and like...
Yeah. Oh, you were like a fan from like early, like the... when she had that song Pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Work was like what got me going. Well,
yeah. Work. That video is hot.
Right. That video is what got me on
board. Mean, yeah. When she's like ass clapping in that vid... I was definitely down.
What?
I've been down for... I mean, Iggy... I'm not down for Iggy anymore. Like, she got, like, work done.
Yeah, the work is that...
She got, like, plastic surgery. It's weird.
That sucks.
But, yeah, like, work era Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
I...
You seem like you're into that.
Into what?
That.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
The music video.
I was into that. Music video.
So you have Apple Music for Beats One.
For Beats One, yeah.
Why it's do you a have great Spotify? Platform.
Playlists. Spotify is the best one for playlists, for like customizing playlists.
Why?
It has just like the easiest layout. Like, it's very easy to like, you know, click on a song, put it on the playlist, like mobily or on your computer.
So then why Tidal?
Kanye.
That's it.
Well, yeah, that's kind of why I kind of just downloaded Tidal for Kanye, and There's going to be other exclusives, though. I don't know. There's like a Wayne album on Tidal that's not on anything else. There's certain things that are like.
What is Tidal? It's 15 a month?
It's like 12 a month. I guess I'm spending 32 total on music streaming per month. But like, that's like what? Buying like 3 albums?
I guess, yeah. But it just seems like you really only need one. I've never met anyone with more than one until today.
Yeah, you haven't. You know.
I kind of dig it though. Yeah. Like, I have 2 phones. I don't need both.
Wait, you have 2 phones?
Yeah.
Wait, have you heard 2 Phones by Kevin Gates?
No, what's that?
I got 2 phones, one for the plug, one for the load. I got 2 phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. I got, yeah. That song. Well, it's cool. It's a popular song.
That should be my new
song.
Anthem.
That's you.
Yeah.
You've got a trap phone and you've got like a...
What does a trap phone mean?
For selling drugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're trapping on one phone. And
then what is a trap queen?
Like, a trap queen is like, you know, she's by his side. She's like, she's his queen, like, and they're in the trap, you know, like they're in the trap, they're in like, he's selling work and she's by his side.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He let her hit the bando.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you know, let me wrap this up. But yeah, that's, I mean... That like trapping is anytime you hear the word trap, it's drug related. Yeah.
Oh.
Which is, and that's like a huge song. And he like, Taylor Swift brought him out on stage in Seattle, Fetty Wap.
Right.
When she was doing that tour where she like brought out guests like at every stop.
Who'd she bring out in LA?
Everybody.
Did you see her?
No. I haven't seen Taylor Swift live.
Me either.
Yeah.
Are you into Britney or is that like 2 before you?
I think that's like before my time. I did listen to Britney a little bit when I was younger. Like I did listen to Britney and NSYNC a little bit when I was like a kid.
Same. Yeah. NSYNC.
Like I memorized all the dances for NSYNC for sure.
I knew
like,
a lot of Britney dances. I'm not going to say all, but.
I lost my NSYNC shirt. I don't know where the fuck my NSYNC shirt is. I have this like cool like NSYNC shirt from like the No Strings Attached tour.
I was there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
True. Oh yeah, that is the thing. Like every time I would wear it, like people would always be like, oh, I'm like, I was at that tour. Like, you know, girls like that are like 26 to 30, I guess.
Right, that would make sense.
But I was wearing that one time, like, on the subway in New York, and this like, buff black dude came up to me, like, hey, you like that group? And I was like, I mean, yeah, like, a little when I was younger, I don't know, yeah. And, because I wasn't sure, like, what was going on, like, I wasn't sure if he was an NSYNC fan, or if he was like, this shirt is gay, I don't know. But then he was just like, oh my god, I love NSYNC. Dirty Pop. He was just like started talking about Dirty Pop for like the rest of the trip.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, this guy rocks.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Is that like a strategy then for like making friends, you think? Wearing an NSYNC shirt?
Yeah. I think so. I think clothing in general is like kind of, I mean, if you're on like a very like specific wave, if you're like wearing cool shit, I think people want to be friends with you.
Hell yeah.
If you wear cool shit, people want to be friends with you for sure.
True. I have a sweatshirt with Lana's face on it and I like.
And people
get it like, immediately.
Oh, I want to be friends with this person. Who is this?
I have a question. I saw one of your tweets this weekend that said you met someone, they told you that you looked familiar to them. And you said, they said, have we met? You said, maybe. And they said, did you dress like a minion for Halloween?
Yeah. And I did.
You did.
Yeah, this was at the Minecraft mansion, which I'm not supposed to call it the Minecraft mansion because the guy gets mad. I called it the Minecraft mansion on Twitter before, and then dude got mad.
What is it?
Notch. He's like the guy that created Minecraft. Mm. He has this insane mansion in Beverly Hills, and he'll throw these like huge parties every now and then. And he had this Halloween party. And one of my friends was like helping run the party, so I like had the plug via that, and showed up to this party in a like store bought minion costume, like just it wasn't like a minion costume where like you don't see my face, like it was just a minion costume where like you drape it over your chest.
Uh-huh.
And then like you see my face and then the minion's face is on the costume itself.
Yeah.
Like one of those costumes. It was just a cheap minion costume.
That's
that
cool.
I bought like the day before. And there's a picture of me and my friend Robesman, the one I made the shirt with. Actually, we went to the Halloween costume store, and we originally planned on like dressing like ketchup and mustard. And he bought like the mustard costume, and then I saw this minion costume, and I was like, "Ah, fuck! I gotta buy the minion costume, Robesman." And so then, like, we showed up to the party as like mustard and a minion. So, we walked into the party together, dressed like a bottle of mustard and a minion. And I posted like a picture of it on Instagram, and then the next day on Business Insider there was some article online where it was like huge party at Notch's house, huge Halloween party, and they had like a gallery of like Instagram pictures from the party. And so there's a picture of me like dressed like a minion next to my friend dressed like a bottle of mustard, like on the Business Insider website.
Dude, that is legendary.
Yeah. Yeah, which is huge. Like that was a huge day.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like I'm in Business Insider dressed like a minion. Next to a guy dressed like a bottle of mustard.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that like it's weird like being in Business Insider when you're like poor, just like dressed like a minion, you know? Like it's like it definitely feels like
you're like, what is my life?
Yeah, you cracked the code a little bit. You hacked into the mainframe, but not enough to like be rich. Right. Once I'm rich, I will feel like I've hacked into the mainframe. Right now it's just little stuff where I feel like little, you know, I've like scammed a little bit. I'm a scam artist for sure. I feel
my
like.
Dad's a con artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literal, like
I kind of think so. Yeah. Like he, okay. So you know how on iPhones you can do enable location sharing indefinitely. Yeah. So I have that with like a lot of my friends.
Same.
You do?
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah. Find friends.
Yeah. Find friends.
I have it on for actually, I have it on with me and Rubsman.
That's cool.
And nobody else.
I have it with my friend Benji. I just added my friend Nick. I have like a couple people in there. Yeah. So then I decided to do it on my mom and dad's phone.
Yeah.
Well, first I did it without them knowing and then scared them and it was awesome. But then I was like, okay, this is what's up.
Yeah.
And then my dad kept saying like every time I would go to his, it would say like location not available.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? And my dad was like, yeah, I don't know. It's not working. And like my dad's 73. So you just believe like something's wrong with his phone. Right. Cause he's like innocent. And then 2 months later, like a confession came through that he knew what he was doing and he had been disabling it all along.
Wait.
Yeah. Isn't that shady?
Yeah.
My dad's shady. It's pretty crazy.
This man.
And also one night on the surveillance camera, I like checked it at 3 a.m. just to be like, oh, let me see my dogs. They're sleeping. It's cute. It makes me like fall asleep.
Right.
And my dad was sitting on the couch at 3 a.m. counting money in his robe. I'm like, did he just rob a bank? It was It's fucked up.
Wow. Your dad's a messy bitch who lives for drama.
It's so real. Yeah, it's true. Wow. Man. Well, I think it's really cool that you dressed as a minion for Halloween. Thank I trick-or-treated for Halloween.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you can, like, get away with that.
You could, too.
I could, too.
Do you want to make plans for trick-or-treat?
We should. We should, like, high-key. Why? Wait, we should, like, play, like... brother and sister and some shit.
We could definitely
probably. I'm like realizing that right now.
We have the same haircut.
Wait. Wait. True. Wait.
Are we twins in the face?
I mean, yeah, like if we face swap on Snapchat.
I've never
right now.
Face swapped, have you?
Yeah, want a face swap right now?
I guess I'm really like, I think it's so dumb. I don't like when people do the Snapchat like bunny ears and stuff. I don't think that's what Snapchat's
always,
about.
If you use the, you know, like if you use the dog filter on Snapchat, you're a hoe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's like, that's a rule. Wait.
This is really dangerous.
Yeah, this is, where's the, oh, Jesus, fuck. Oh, this is like.
I don't like this.
No. Wait, where's the
like,
face swap?
I've been Snapchatting long before the filters came around. I don't need them.
Oh, there we go. Wait. Yeah, see, look at that.
Post it up.
Oh, that's huge. That's a huge
that's
snap.
That's huge. That's huge.
That's a big snap.
We have the same face.
That's, oh wait, yeah, I gotta pull up this one. I mean, yeah, the face swapping is wild when like you realize like, me and this person look alike, fuck.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Like that's weird when it like.
Let's see. Whoa, who is that? Oh, you guys, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the same face.
That's crazy. Like, that's like... yeah.
That's, wow. Face swapping is...
Yeah, like face swap... I
don't
like,
want any part of
I
it.
I know, yeah, like...
Fuck it. Whatever.
It's...
That was
yeah.
My first and last face swap. Congrats.
I know, right? Like, it's weird. Yeah, like, that was, like, that's, like, a face swap with, like, somebody I've, like, hooked up with. And, like, it's weird when you, like, hook up with somebody that looks, like,
that has
exactly
your same
like
face.
You. My first girlfriend looked way too much like me.
See, I like dating people with opposite.
Yeah, no,
features.
Exactly.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's better. That's, but yeah. I mean, yeah, my. Like second girlfriend doesn't look like me at all, and I like almost like it's all it, like the fact that I dated somebody that looked so much like me sort of like I was like I can't let that happen.
I feel
again.
Like it says maybe you're not ready to date.
Well, that was early, you know, that was early on, and then like the you know, my second girlfriend, like we don't look alike at all. And I just wanted to like, I wanted to keep that up. And then, yeah, that person looks a lot like me. It's weird. That's crazy. That face swap is like, oh, that looks like
yeah.
My like sister or something.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fucked.
Brandon.
Our face swap is great.
It's great. Yeah. You can have that. thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah,
the
thanks
show.
For having me.
People, I would say, should check you out on Twitter.
Yes.
And Snapchat.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like?
Brandon
to
Wardell
share?
On both. Hot Takes every Thursday. Just follow me on Twitter
you
and then like go from
an
there.
Earful on Twitter from Brandon Wardell in a great way.
Yeah, I do tweet a lot.
I do too. It's
I tweet a lot,
done,
but yeah,
so it's like why not?
What's that?
Twitter's kind of done.
No way. No.
How do you not know that?
I don't agree at all.
Really?
No, I think Twitter's like very popping.
You do?
I do. I think like LA comics don't know how to use Twitter.
Right. I mean, I don't know if that's fair to say.
I think a lot of them are bad at Twitter.
I mean,
and like used to be popping on Twitter and aren't popping on Twitter anymore, and now are like.
But what about the fact that like over its but stock is down and like you? I feel like you need to pay attention to Wall Street a little bit.
Whoa! Wait. All of a sudden, Esther's some like financial guru. All of a sudden, financial Esther.
Yeah, dude. Well, like Twitter is not popping on the other side, but maybe I mean
my timeline. It feels great. I feel great about the timeline right now.
I feel pretty good too, but I'm just saying like
you can't tell me that Twitter isn't popping anymore. I got verified this year. I can't deal with this. I got verified in January. Like
really?
I can't.
Damn, I'm sorry. Look, it's all about perspective.
Wait. Sorry.
I didn't mean to like throw that on you.
Whoa. I mean, have you been verified for like years?
I'm going to say yes, I have been. Yeah.
What was your date? What was the date you got verified?
I don't know, but it was like right after I got like, I don't remember, like agents and stuff.
Because I remember it was like the same day that I was running Seinfeld 2000 for a day.
What's that?
Oh, you got to follow Seinfeld 2000.
Okay.
It's sort of just like, so Josh Gondelman and that other guy did Seinfeld Today, which is like a fucking like lame... like some like lame account where it's like, oh, modern episodes of Seinfeld.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just very tame and like very like boring and bad. And then Seinfeld 2000 is like an insane version of that.
Like what?
I mean, it's all just like, I mean, you gotta just like see it. It's very, like he, it's all spelled weird. It's like a weird
all
world.
Right, I'll hit that.
It's like a weird realm of the internet. And
I'll follow.
But yeah, I was running that account for a day, and then I went back to my real account and then saw the check, and I was like, this is huge. January 8th, 2016. What a time to be alive.
Wow, dude.
But yeah, it's crazy that it's, you know, it would be shitty if 3 months after that, I don't know, just being told that it's over right as it feels like it's...
You're just beginning.
It feels like it's just beginning for me. It feels like this is like...
Well,
you
don't want to like cloud that for you. I think if that's how you feel, I think you could save Twitter.
I mean,
Twitter.
The engagement
save
is...
Save Twitter for us.
I have good engagement levels right now on my content. And I, you know, hearing this is like
maybe,
hard.
Maybe Twitter being dead is just like a rumor that the man wants us to think.
Yeah.
But like...
I'm not. Yeah, I don't feel like that. Not on my corner of the internet. Shouts out Sad Girl Twitter. Shouts out.
What's that?
Art Twitter. Shouts out Art Ho Twitter.
What's
shouts
sad
out
girl
Ho
Twitter.
Twitter. Shouts out Weird Twitter. Shouts out Rap Twitter. Shouts out Black Twitter.
Like, I am Sad Girl Twitter. What is that?
I don't know. It's just like girls with like hair on their arms being like, hey, like just tweeting like pictures of like them be like selfies where they're like, it'll be like some selfie where they like look hot but sad.
Oh, cool.
And like they're like, oh,
I'm
a
lot of those in my backlog.
I'm sad but I look good. Just like shit like that.
Is there a hashtag or is it
no, it's just you know sad Twitter, you know sad girl Twitter when you see it, you know. It's a lot of like,
you, if you can't find it, it
it's a lot
you.
Of crossover between Art Ho Twitter and sad girl
what's
Twitter.
Art Ho Twitter?
Well, it's sort of the intersection of there's Art Twitter and there's Ho Twitter.
Mm.
And then there's Art Ho Twitter.
Wow.
It's a lot of like there's so many like realms of Twitter that I think are like, I think that's like the thing is like a lot of like comedians like don't keep up with that realm of Twitter, and they're just sort of like trying to make topical jokes and like they think it's boring.
Maybe.
I think Twitter's so fun.
I think it's fun too. I think my saying that it's dead doesn't correlate with like people not knowing it. I think it's like not knowing how to do it. It's just like the facts, like the hard numbers. Like Twitter
like
loses
stocks.
Millions of dollars a day or something.
I don't know. I don't understand. Well, yeah. How are they monetizing Twitter? Like,
Are you worried that Instagram is like going to be fucked from its new algorithm?
No, the algorithm.
Or do you think it's an urban legend?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Facebook is fucking ass now.
Yeah.
Facebook is so bad. I hate Facebook so much.
It's been bad forever, though.
It's been bad for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the fact that like, I mean, like literally like imagine posting a Facebook status.
Right.
In 2016?
No.
Imagine going to Facebook.com and being like, oh, time to post a Facebook status. The literal fact that I know comedians that still post Facebook statuses, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking freak. What's, you're posting Facebook statuses? That's worse than like a lot of like perverted sexual shit to me. Like posting a Facebook status, like openly just posting a Facebook status is like, the act of doing that is weirder than like shitting on somebody's chest. I would rather shit on somebody's chest than post a Facebook status.
I'll post like a show update here.
Oh my god.
I just started doing it recently. Like I was on a Facebook blackout for probably 2 years.
Yeah.
But now I'll be like, yo, I'm coming to Ohio. Because I feel like someone from Ohio might follow me on Facebook.
And yeah, but I think like,
but then,
but yeah, you have like a fan page on Facebook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just sort of like, everything is, all the promos like on Twitter.
Wait, but
like
here's what's happened when I thought it would be safe to do that.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Like people got fucking crazy on me on my Facebook comments. And I'm like, you guys are fucking nuts. Like I was trying to do you a favor and help you by giving you my content.
Yeah.
And now you're attacking me. Like you're out, bro. Like,
oh, Facebook, yeah,
you're done.
Well, yeah. Facebook, it's a lot of just,
a second chance.
It's so many just like old crazy people.
Yeah.
Like Facebook is kind of just like internet skid row. Like Facebook is washed, bro.
I feel like I
Facebook
really
is fucking trash.
It's really bad.
Fuck Facebook.
And like no one, oh, here's another example. Like no one in my family knows about my podcast and then I posted it to Facebook and suddenly like I'm getting calls from aunts and uncles and I'm just like, what did I do?
Oh man.
I messed up.
Have you said some wild stuff on the pod?
I have. I don't think anyone's gone that far back to it yet.
Yeah. But I always, every time I'm in a relationship anytime I do a podcast while I'm in a relationship, it always results in like some conversation.
Yeah, that's common.
About like, oh, why you said this and this. And that's understandable.
What did you mean by that?
Etc. Yeah. Why did you refer to me as, you know, this
as a message?
I don't know. I had done like a podcast like a while ago where we hadn't like defined the relationship yet, and I referred to this person as like somebody that I hook up with, and they were like, oh, that's what you think of me as, like just shit like that,
right?
Or like situations where I recorded the podcast while we were off again and then we became on again.
Ugh.
And then, you know,
see, I have to like, I can't live tied down like that. Like I need to just be able to say whatever
let
I
me
want.
Wild out on the internet. Yeah. Let me wild out on the timeline. I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a hoe on the timeline.
Are you a hoe on the timeline?
Not really, but like I feel like there's hints.
Yeah.
Hints of it.
I know. I feel like I'm kind of a hoe on the timeline.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoe Twitter a little bit.
Maybe I am. Maybe I need to like.
Am I a thought?
No. I know I'm not a thought.
I know. I'm not.
I'm not worried about.
I'm not a thought. I'm sensitive. I'm a sweet boy. I do like being in relationships.
Yeah, it's probably, well, I don't know. I gotta go. It's 1:40. It's time to roll.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely.
you have been nothing but a messy bitch who lives for drama. And for that, I say thank you.
Thank you. Feral Audio.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.